The legislation approved earlier this year says no abortion can be performed after the 19th week of pregnancy unless necessary to prevent a woman's death or, quote, substantial and irreversible impairment of a major bodily function. The Center for Reproductive Rights sued. Attorney Janet Kreps says the law runs afoul of Supreme Court rulings going all the way back to the landmark 1973 case of Roe v. Wade.
The thing that makes this law unconstitutional is that it flat out prohibits some women from getting abortions prior to viability, and that's the line that the Supreme Court has drawn. It says to the states, you can regulate, but you can't prohibit.
That point of viability with current medical science is somewhere between 22 and 24 weeks. But Kreps gained no traction when she made that argument to a trial judge in Phoenix, so she secured a stay from the Ninth Circuit. Now the burden is on Montgomery to convince the three-judge panel here the measure is constitutional. Much of the legal fight centers on whether the legislation is regulation, which is permitted, or a ban. Montgomery says it's the former.
If there is a medical emergency, then a woman does have access to abortion services. So I would say that we're regulating the abortion procedure after 20 weeks to where if there is a medical emergency required, then the woman certainly will have access to that.
Kreps says that's torturing the definition of regulation. She says the fact that some women might be able to get an abortion legally at 20 weeks and beyond does not alter the fact that others who are not in an emergency situation will not.
When you make something illegal, subject to criminal penalties, such that a woman who wants an abortion before viability but after 20 weeks can't get it because it's illegal for her physician to perform that procedure, that's a ban.
Montgomery points to a 2007 Supreme Court ruling which banned partial birth abortions, whether pre- or post-viability. He says that shows the high court is willing to allow states to assert they have legitimate interests that must be weighed against the right of a woman to terminate her pregnancy.
We're looking at regulations that take into account the health and welfare of the mother, the state's interest in potential life, further illuminated by the latest in neonatal science that now makes us aware of the ability for an unborn child to feel pain.
But Kreps says that ruling simply banned one type of abortion procedure. She says it does not allow a state to ban all procedures used prior to viability. That raises the possibility this case will ultimately become the chance for the High Court to revisit Roe v. Wade. Montgomery says he's not challenging that decision outright. He says, though, this case could give the High Court a chance to consider, in his words, how anachronistic Roe has become in light of advances in medical and neonatal science. But Kreps says she does not envision the court using this case to overturn nearly 40 years of rulings. She says that, if nothing else, the justices give strong consideration to the principle that courts abide by prior rulings.
The justices are going to be very reluctant to go back and say, no, we're now going to completely undermine that rule, because I think and hope that they would see that that would really undermine the credibility of the court.
Given the issues involved, whatever the Ninth Circuit rules will not be the last word, with the case ultimately going to the Supreme Court. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.